This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He awaits the 3-1, and here it is. Swinging a high fly ball out into deep left center field. Racing back is Langford, still going back, and this one is gone. That ball carried well to left center, just over the wall, a little to the right of the 376 marker. Holiday in opposite field, 3-run blast to give Baltimore a 4-0 lead.
Hixey with a call on a game you heard right here. It would end 6-0. Rangers shutout again. Can't even keep track of how many times it is this year, but they get blanked, goose-egged, 6-0.
Oh, they got blanked. They got blanked, all right.
Yeah.
Or bleeped. Or bleeped. Say it.
Either one. Patrick Corbin, we may have seen the best is not yet to come, I don't think, for him anymore. Five innings, five earned, and the Rangers lose 6-0.
Yeah, it's not been great lately with Patrick Corbin. He was he had every start this season had been 3 runs or fewer through like his first 12, and his last 3 starts are 3 runs or more. So he's starting to get hit a little bit, and I mean, everybody on the staff starting to get hit a little bit. I tweeted out some note yesterday about the fact that Rangers starters had allowed 4 or more earned runs 5 times in the first 60 games, and they've done it 7 times in the last 19. And if you take the DeGrom starts out of there, it's 7 out of the last 16. And I tweeted that, Ed, boy, we got some people in their feels a little bit.
Oh, no. Like they are upset.
They go, now do how much run support the starters have gotten. Why are people trying to spin this like it's on the pitchers? I was like, I didn't spin it like it was anything. I just shared a stat of the pitchers have struggled lately. That's it.
Yeah.
The offense has been bad. I've shared plenty of stats of how bad the offense has been.
You know, I think one thing that social media has taught me is that people are really dumb.
Yeah.
And they tremendously lack nuance and context in just about everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this guy's, he may not be dumb. It's just he was very clearly emotional about it. So it's just like, okay, all right, you can be emotional. It's just I'm saying.
Or how about this? Maybe that's dumb. They read what they want to read.
Sure. Sure. There's that aspect to it 100%. And so, but I mean, the offense has been terrible this year. The offense has been bad.
The offense stinks.
3 hits, no runs. I feel like that's happened plenty of times this year for them. So, whether it's been games where they've had 3 hits and no runs or 3 hits and 1 run, that's been a pretty standard performance for them. The offense looked like it was turning around for a little while, and now it's kind of back to what it was.
How many shutouts is this now?
7? I'm looking for this now. So this is, we're going to look at Texas Rangers and everybody else.
it's high. It's high, man.
Oh, it's definitely high. I know we're at least up to 4. It's 10. They're tied with Pittsburgh for the most shutouts in Major League Baseball.
They've been shut out 10 times.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh and Texas shut out 10 times this year.
And they have played 79 games. So basically, that almost is once a week.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Almost.
They're bad.
Almost once a week. It's like once every 8 games you're getting shut out.
Yeah, they're really bad. And that's, you know, you just beat Pittsburgh. That's one of the 2 out of 3 games. That's the only team that's been worse in that situation. I'm curious now if we were to narrow it down to 3 hits, no runs. How many times has that been? 5 times this year.
5 times this year they've had 3 hits, no runs.
5 times they've had 3 hits and no runs.
5 times in 80 games.
That's a dominant pitching performance. Like, that's a career pitching performance for somebody.
Yeah.
And it's happened five times. In fact, if you want to just say, all right, let's say they squeak out one run. They run into a home run. Three hits, one run or fewer this year. Texas has 11 games like that.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It really is. The fact that they have sat there and continue to do it, and the fact that they're still in striking distance.
Yeah, that's
been on the pitching the first 60 games.
Yeah, now the pitching's just starting to average out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to happen.
Some guys were pitching over their heads.
Well, look, and you also have injuries.
Yeah.
You know, now you Jacob Ladd has started today right here on 105 through the Fan at 5:30, 5 o'clock pregame. But Charlie Morton's going. And Morton he hasn't been good this year at all. The ERA is like almost 6. But, you know, this not normally would be a Jacob Latz game.
No.
Malley, it would be Eovaldi, it would be anybody else.
And they've been running 4-man rotation for weeks now.
Yeah, so you're going to get worn out. You have the bullpen that's going to get worn out because they're having to do bullpen games. I mean, you can't expect DeGrom to go 8 innings every time.
I mean, I can try. I'm not going to. I can't make it.
You can try, but they seem to have a kind of a plan with him.
Dude, I had looked this up yesterday. I already gave you the Corbin stat.
Well,
Tyler Malley, before he went on there on the IL for arm fatigue, he had allowed 2 home runs in his first 12 starts. Then he allowed 2 home runs in his last 2. He allowed 9 earned runs in his first 10 starts, allowed 11 earned runs in his last 4. He gave up more hits in his first 4 or his last 4 starts than he did the first 6 weeks of the season. Jack Leiter has allowed 3 runs or more 3 times in his first 10 starts. He's allowed 3 runs or more in each of his last 3 starts. He's allowed 4 home runs in his first 48 innings pitched. Jack Leiter's now given up 5 home runs in his last 18 and 2/3. So the guys who were kind of pitching over their heads, you felt like a little bit, and I know Malley's on the IL mm-hmm. now, but those guys who you felt like, hey, they're really, yeah, you're getting the dominant performances from DeGrom and from Eovaldi like you were expecting, but the guys who were kind of pitching over their heads, they're coming back down to earth. And that's why the bats always needed to turn around. You needed the bats to turn around quickly.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened yet.
I just noticed that the over under tonight is 9.5 runs.
Under.
And the over is the favorite. You got to lay 120 on the over. On the under is even money. Huh. Bet 50, like, win 50.
Sounds like a good degenerate bet to me.
I think we are going to bet the under tonight, boys and girls. It's open at 10.5. Now it's down to 9.5. I think the under is way to go.
Texas is still, for what it's worth, while the pitching has started getting hit a little bit, they still have allowed the fewest runs in Major League Baseball by 11.
Okay. And Latz has not been that bad.
No, Latz has been good.
I feel confident that Latz go out there, you know, put up 4 innings and allow 1 run.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that, gosh, I mean, was the, he just did the 5 2/3.
Yeah.
5 days ago, whatever it was, gave up a run. So, I mean, yeah, he's been good when he's had to go for some longer stretches.
And it's not like Baltimore has the world's greatest offense. I mean, they're fine. That's not necessarily been the problem, but
we need about 4 of the Cliff Lee trades. And all of
4
them
Cliff
bats.
Lee trades.
All of
need
them
4
bats.
Cliff Lees.
I need 4 Cliff Lee trades in the version of like
of hitters.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I need.
So Osuna and
bring me everybody.
Let's get Louis Arraez here.
I mean,
see if he can come on in.
Are the Dodgers annoyed with Ohtani yet?
Probably not.
No. Okay. Well, it was worth a shot. At least call. The worst they can say is no.
The worst they can say is no.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just be like, hey, would you take Josh Young for Shohei?
Yeah.
I could try it.
You can noodle with that one. You can noodle with that one. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3. We got a ceasefire.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
You informed me of that yesterday.
Apparently. I don't know. Maybe. So I guess we're not going to. Were you worried? I had not like really thought about that at all. I wasn't like worried about it. I didn't think Iran was going to do anything.
No, I was not as worried about Iran specifically. Like, I mean, they're definitely, I don't know. I don't know how political I want to get. I'm just saying, I was more worried about fallout here. Like,
oh yeah.
Just in general for a person-to-person interaction. I just thought it was going to get toxic.
Yeah,
pretty fast.
That's it. I wasn't really paying attention to it. But I don't know. It was news. So what do you want from me? I wasn't really worried. You found last week we had a little debate in the show. Not necessarily on the show about sports in general.
No, I
about you and your wife and Sham.
Yeah, I had found out that They were doing things behind my back.
Whoa!
And by doing things, I meant that they were just like plotting to get me a gift. Oh,
okay. Do you think there's a lot of plotting against you?
Against me or for me? Because this would have been plotting for me. Yeah, there's some level of plotting against me for sure. Like you can just read the fan text.
Mm-hmm.
But I had busted them because Kristen asked me this, called me randomly, and she's like, "Hey, you remember when we were in Total Wine that one time and you're looking for that liquor? What was that liquor?" And I was like, No, don't get me anything. She's like, "I wasn't. I was just asking you what that was. I had a memory." And as she's like telling me this, my phone beeps. And then I look down and I just gotten a text message at the exact same time she's asking me this very specific question. And it's Sean texting me a very specific question of, "Hey, what was that liquor I got you for your birthday last year?
I never would have picked up on that."
That very specific question.
I would have just been, "Wow, what are the coincidences here?"
So I was certain.
I'm completely oblivious to everything that happened.
I was certain it was one of them was getting it. And I was being irritating off the air to both of them about it. Where I was like, "Are y'all just going to sit on this alcohol? When are you giving it to me?" And Friday, I got my bottle of alcohol. Would you like to guess which one of them gave it to me?
Amanda gave it to you.
Amanda? No.
I'm sorry.
Kristen.
What's your wife's name?
Kristen. Neither one of them gave it to me.
Really?
It was Nick Harris.
Really?
Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram had, we had obviously done a lot of work together during the draft and on the draft show and everything, and I introduced him to some people while we were in Indy and just various things like that. And so he wanted to do a thank you, and he's like, "I don't drink." Nick doesn't. He's like, "I don't drink." And so he's like, "I didn't know what your drink was." So I had to like, he was covertly reaching out to people, and then they blew it up by, he asked Sean, Sean asked Kristen, and then they both asked me at the same time.
Do you count that as a victory for yourself though?
80% right. I was right that 80? I was wrong about who it was. I was right. I was getting the exact bottle
they
I got.
They were plotting.
And that they were plotting on it. Like I was 100% right about that. You don't count that as a victory?
I would do like, you know, 70%.
So, no, I got the bottle right, and then what they were doing, I just was wrong about who was giving it to me.
That's a big part, though, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that is a big part, but
that's a 20%
of it. He still sniffed out a coup.
Yeah, yeah, I sniffed out the conspiracy.
All right.
Right? He still sniffed it out.
Yeah.
That's how, you know, maybe like he knew someone was coming in the house. He had the wrong door.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was guarding the front door.
That's life or death.
He was guarding the front door.
That could get you killed.
They came in the back door. Someone in the house died. All right, someone in the house died. He may be alive because he could jump at the front door. But somebody died here.
I was correct. Look, and ultimately that's...
Is this the bottle from Utah or whatever that you can't get?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's that High West Midwinter's Night Dram. It's very, very good.
Do you shoot it?
No, I'll actually sip that one.
Isn't High West like a bad 90s band?
No, that's Go West.
Go West.
I'll get over you. And that's not a bad song.
It's not a bad song.
In fact, I might make that my Ask Reddit answer later today.
What is that?
Go West, gonna... King of Wishful Thinking. That's a tease ad for 740.
Peyton, do you have any idea who Go West is?
No.
Man, I sent Peyton a song.
817, Bobby proud of himself for getting the bottle right when he told them what it was.
Man, Ask Reddit, y'all. I sent Peyton a song.
I'm excited to see what this song was.
And I says, please tell me you know this song. Now it is kind of a very specific song, but if you're a man who grew up in that era, this basically
I was not.
You were not. Okay. You were not. this is the song. This was somebody giving their own eulogy at their own funeral. That's what this song was.
And very depressing.
And if you know the song, if you know what I'm talking about, you'll know.
It's a great song, too. I listened to the whole thing. It's
fantastic, isn't it?
Great song, yeah.
I think it's the best song of the 90s. I think it's without question the best song.
Wow.
Best grunge song.
Grunge song. Okay, now I'm going to have to guess what it is.
Without
I don't know.
Question.
I don't know what it is based off your description.
So, we'll see.
740.
Peyton had no idea.
Or 735-ish. 735.
I thought he said 45.
No, 735.
Okay, very nice.
Sean's out today. We're going to get you.
Stop it. Kevin Durant with a bold prediction on Micah Parsons and why we in Texas are just tougher than everyone else out there in the sports world. That's all next on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Patrick Doney at 7:20. He's got he went up to Maine to go visit the family and friends of Cooper Flag. So he will join us at 7:20 in the commercial free express. We've got a ticket giveaway going on that segment as well. And of course, Ask Reddit, where we will go through all the debauchery that Bobby brings to us every day.
And
every
allegedly, week. We'll see. Chiafalo was talking as if he might be here in time to do it with us. I don't know if he's actually gonna do that, but he did. He was like, he had it as enough of a possibility that he had me send him the Ask Reddit question.
He would have to be awake right now.
He is.
And about to be on the road.
I bet he is. Like, I bet he's up for sure. Because he got here yesterday at like 8:15
or something. Yeah, that's true. He was kind of early. All right. So it is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Durant, we talked yesterday a little bit about how when he was traded, he was at Fanatics Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently everybody was there. This is like a who's who, man. Like, everybody was at this thing.
Yeah, Tom Brady was out there, Jaden Daniels, you had Josh Harris. Josh Harris, the Commander's owner, goes up there, buys a Jaden Daniels, this rare rookie card for $500,000 right there live in person.
I mean, you had like other sports people. It wasn't just football and basketball. It was everything was out there. I was seeing videos of like old teammates getting together and just doing panel discussions. Like, it was all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kay Adams was out there, and she met up with KD because he was traded. He found out he was traded at this event. And, of course,
who was he talking to up there on the podium? It was that Taylor Rooks or somebody?
I didn't see a wide shot.
I know somebody was up there moderating it.
Yeah, I didn't see a wide shot. But he was up there, and they did talk to him. Bobby, was about Micah, right?
Yeah, when they got the chance to talk to him, they're like, screw your trade. Let's talk about Micah Parsons, who's
that'll tell you everything you know about media.
This was Kay Adams. Now, to be fair, Kay's got her show. She leans into the football side. And so Kay Adams had to say, hey, Kevin Durant, Micah Parsons right over my shoulder here. What do you think about bringing him to the nation's capital as a Commanders fan?
Do you want to recruit him to the Commanders?
Yeah.
Micah, get on in here. I think he's not signed to the Cowboys.
I think he will be a Commander at some point in his career.
When?
I would say 2 years from now.
Yo, I only rock with Dan Quinn. You know what I mean? Anybody else?
Exactly. That's all he need to rock with.
My neck hurts. You guys are.
That's not a no.
That's not a no.
That's not a no at all.
That couldn't have been a worse no. that they have.
He's not going anywhere. Micah's not going anywhere. But it was just a little bit like, I'm surprised he wasn't like, man, I'm a Cowboy for life. It was just.
Imagine Christian comes to you and says, you know, what do you like this? What do you think of this dress? And you say, you know, I only rock with the blue one.
Oh, yeah. I'm like Bill Clinton.
Like that's, oh, God. Jeez, politics.
that's just a historical joke.
That's a historical reference? Okay.
Yeah, that's a historical reference. I mean, yeah, it's a bad answer. Now, I guess what he's saying is like, Dan's the only one I rock with on that team. Like, I don't mess with anybody else who's a Commander. I guess that's what he's saying.
I mean,
I think that's more what he's saying than just.
All right.
But no, he's. Look, I honestly think, I do believe him, the things that he's said in the past. I think he's playing this one contract. Michael will get this one contract, and then I think he's done.
Wow.
I think he'll play for. He'll get his 4 years. He'll get to the end of it, and it'll be like, all right, that was a nine-year career. Happy with it. Time to move on to the next thing in my life. He clearly wants to do a lot of other different things with his life, which is fine. But he wants to do a lot of other different things, and I think he knows that's easier to achieve if he's got the Cowboys brand tied to him. So I don't think he wants to leave here at all, just based on that.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to leave here either. But it's just annoying not to get a no.
Yeah, the way he said, like, that's a terrible answer. That's a bad answer, mm-hmm. for sure. Like you said, it's like drawing some sort of bad comparison to, like, I wouldn't leave you, honey. The only one I rock with is that girl I once hooked up with. Like, I don't really mess with anybody.
Yeah,
on that other
nobody
side.
Else.
Yeah, it's a bad answer. But it's also like, I mean, it's Kay Adams, it's KD, Kevin Durant. Like, I mean, he got caught up in the moment. And all he said was just he loves Dan Quinn. He's got love for his boy DQ.
I'll give him this. I mean, it's like, you're right. He did get caught up in the moment. He wasn't expecting him to say that.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have a canned answer. You know, like when it comes to football, like, all these guys have a canned answer. It's just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to compete.
972, that's the way I took what Micah said, that Dan is the only one on the team he Fs with. I think that's play it again, Peyton. I think that's what he's saying. I think he is just saying, like, yo, Dan is my guy.
Do you want to recruit him to the Commanders? Yeah. Micah, get on in here. He's not signed to the Cowboys.
I think he will be a Commander at some point in his career.
When?
I would say 2 years from now.
Yo, I only rock with Dan Quinn. You know what I mean? Anybody else?
Exactly. That's all he need to rock with.
My neck hurts.
I will say I'm not surprised that KD's encouraging somebody to leave their draft, like their drafted team. And be like, don't worry, a couple years from now, he's going to jump ship. Isn't that what we all do? Like, mm-hmm. That makes sense to me that that's what KD's perspective would be. Would be that Mike would just leave, because that's what KD does all the time.
Yeah, a different sport. You can force your way out in one. I mean, I guess you can force your way out in the NFL, too.
Increasingly, you're able to do it. It's becoming more common. But.
You might not be able to force your way to the exact team you want to go to. I mean, if they let you, you know, they let you.
Yeah, a lot of times it's... The player power still exists much more strongly in the NBA.
Right. It's a players league. The NFL, the owners are hanging on for dear life. They're doing a good job of it. I mean, they don't seem to care at all. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. They will drop you five rounds. That's why I'm worried about Shamar Stewart, to be honest with you.
I think the league agrees with him, though. I think they think the Bengals are being unreasonable.
I think they do agree with him. I still think they would make an example of him. I don't think he would go in the first round again. The main reason being is that he would have, you know, 20 new players, 30, you know, obviously that would go in that same area. And so you would have to compare him, and then he would have played.
I don't think he falls out of the if the most he could fall, and it would literally just be if there's better talent, he would fall to the second round probably. That'd be it.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, and to him, it's probably worth it to take a stand on the contract language. But see, the second rounders don't sign. Remember?
They don't sign.
So he'd get drafted, and then he still would be unsigned for 4 months.
And, you know, how much are the guarantees different? I mean, his slot, I mean.
He was, what, 20th pick or something like
17th,
that?
17th, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll take a bath on it for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that fifth year is going to be 20-something million.
But I also don't think, I think the league
are
like
all
I said,
fifth year options the same in the first round?
No. No, it's like an average. I don't remember the exact formula, but it's like an average of like where you were picked and everything else relative to it, like the position you play, where you were picked, all that. Look, he's. I think, like I said, it's a thing where the NFL is going to look at what he's talking about and they're going to say, yeah, Cincinnati's wrong here. And so I don't think there's as much of an example that needs to be made. The problem with Shador getting dropped five rounds was the way he was treating Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings,
yeah.
The way he dealt with the Lions when they talked to him, the way he talked to all these different teams. He was just a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. And he was, a lot of teams felt like this dude's just being disrespectful. And just like for no reason other than just trying to establish some sort of dominance of like, I'm in charge here. It was just this bizarre thing that the NFL was like, all right, no, you're going to be reminded. Nope. You're not the one who dictates this. This is, we ultimately decide where you go and what your value is. You do not.
Sean and RJ here, 105 through the Phantom. RJ Choppy. He's my belt. Sean is on vacation this week. Peyton and Aiden alongside. I saw this over the weekend. And I was like, all right, you know what? We're just tougher. We're just tougher here. It's just the way it is.
Here is in Texas?
Yes. So, the Club World Cup, that's in town. That's in the States this month, I guess. We had a footy. We had a game at AT&T over the weekend. Yeah, their games all across the country. Borussia Dortmund is a soccer club from Germany. They play in like the northwest part of Germany. They were basically hiding in Cincinnati, in Ohio, from the heat. By the way, we have the World Cup here next year. I'm making a statement now. There is zero chance a team from Europe, with the exception of maybe Italy or Greece, that has a chance. It's going to be too hot. They can't handle the heat. Bet on South America, U.S., maybe some teams from Africa, teams that can handle the heat.
Look, Cincinnati is under a heat advisory today, according to the internet.
Okay.
Heat index values are up to 103 this afternoon.
So that's just tomorrow.
I mean, yeah, they're going to have a tough time here.
Who? The European teams?
Yeah, when they come here. They're going to be dehydrated.
Yeah. So temperatures in Germany right now, they are under a official warning because of a heat wave. The temperatures are 83.
Celsius?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. And by the way, that's about 10 degrees higher than average in that area. Like, it's 83. Like, that's the temperature right now, and that's a heat wave, and they are under an advisory for a heat wave. And we see this every year routinely in Europe where it's like, oh, it's in the mid-80s. It's a heat wave. Let's get another advisory. And we're like, guys, that's like March.
Dude, I'd love 83 right now. 83
right now seems like I'd be jumping into a bath.
83 with a breeze was kind of us at the firehouse last week. It was nice. We're talking about how good it felt.
When I'm in a pool, I'm like, that's 83 degrees. Like that's what I want to jump into.
Yeah, 83 as like heat exhaustion, just, I don't know. Where's Darwin when you need it?
Right.
That sounds like we got a survival of the fittest thing here.
But I got to say, I got to say maybe I could see it because the Cincinnati Reds just had two players, including L.A. De La Cruz, vomit on the field because of the heat. But it was only 92 degrees.
Oh, look at that. We got up on the fan cam, L.A. vomiting.
Yeah, and it was only 92.
Oh. Now, L.A. De La Mefford.
There's humidity. And we got a heat dome coming on right now, all the humidity, like the dew points like up in the 70s or whatever. So they got humidity. But I don't know, 92, just I can't imagine that's... We're playing baseball.
Now, to be fair,
with my kids, and there's like it's hotter than that. And no one's throwing up.
I'll say this: to be fair, we talk about it every year. We'll be talking about it again in July. Oxnard 80 is hotter than normal 80.
That's true.
So, like, maybe there's just maybe German 83 is really hot.
Maybe it is.
Because what's it? What do you look for? The UV. What is the number?
Yeah, the UV. The UV.
The UV index.
Well, that's my if I'm going to put on sunscreen.
Yeah, but
if it's not above a 6, I don't put on sunscreen.
You get burned there. Oh, well, look, in Germany, values of 8 to 9 are common.
It's a good number. That's a really good number.
It's like, isn't it like 12 when we're in Oxnard? It's really...
It's high. It's like 11. And
that will that is a 75-degree sun that will absolutely scorch you.
It is. You're absolutely right. And if this is humid, you know, in Cincinnati, it probably is. It's probably a little humid there. 92 would get, you know, that would make you feel like over 100.
It has been a cooler summer, though, so far. I mean, we haven't reached triple digits. I think Boston, New York going to reach it this week before us.
It's only been summer for 3 days, but.
Well. Do you feel it's been cooler this year?
I mean, it hasn't. Yeah, I feel like it has. It hasn't been triple digits yet.
It's no, been 92, it's been 93. Humid. It has been humid.
Oh, yeah. No, he can't stop talking about it, though. Like, I was in the break yesterday, and he's like, global warming my ass. He said something about that. Like,
I don't think he said that. 820 this morning.
How do you really feel, man?
Yeah, Payne's bad. I just spoiled 820. No. He did say that. I'm just kidding.
So I don't know. If you're a betting man, and I am, place your wagers on a team from South America to win.
817 also says, in all caps, yeah, I need you guys to mention the field level temps. It is hotter down field level.
It is. Especially you get no breeze. That's true. That's true.
817, they immediately followed up and said, guys, I'm sorry, my voice texting this phone must think I'm word. They were. That's why they're texted all caps.
For the 469, somebody who works on the weather every day, it's been drastically cooler so far this year. I don't think we hit the 100-degree days till July and August.
Okay.
80 right now at 6:30 a.m.
Oof. I remember the first full summer after we moved back to Dallas was 98, which you weren't here then.
I was here.
Or were you?
I worked for the.
That was that 45 days in a row of 100-degree temperatures. You remember that?
You know what? Do I remember that? I worked for the Grapevine Parks Department that year.
Ooh, gross.
I was outside every day.
And I remember, I think it was August that year. We finally had a storm system blow through in the middle of the afternoon, and it broke it. And I remember David Finfrock basically just crying on television. He was so happy.
It was. I felt like I went through gallons of water every day, just out there mowing lawns and doing irrigation. It was awful.
That sounds pretty
awful.
Terrible.
It was by far the worst job I've ever had.
Irrigate yellow crusty grass.
It paid well for a college kid. I was in college, like, oh man, I'm rolling in the dough here. But that was bad. That was a bad, bad summer. But a good way to beat the heat. You know, we could always have gone to, Hurricane Harbor, Wet n' Wild back then.
Oh, yeah.
Could have always done that. But, you know, I did see this. I drove by Hurricane Harbor, and I noticed something was missing. Something really? Was missing. The big black hole. That big water slide.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? What other DFW attractions did we used to have that we would like to see return?
It's a good idea. That's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah, ask that question and go through some of them next on 105 Through the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
0-1. That one's roped down the right field line, hooking in there for a base hit, and it rolls to the wall. Holiday races around first. He goes to second. Trump jogs in and touches the plate. A two-out rally, back-to-back doubles, and the Orioles score first in this one. An RBI double for Holiday, and they lead 1-0.
That's the Sandman with the call. The game you heard right here. We're the home of the Rangers. 105 to the fan. Game today, 5:30, first pitch. We have coverage starting at 5 o'clock. 6-0. Rangers fall to the Orioles. This is what, their 10th shutout of the year, you said?
10th shutout, tied with the Pirates for the most. Do you think those shutouts are starting to get to Sandler at all?
Look, I don't know if it was the heat on the field, but Sandler looked
he looked like a disheveled, beaten down single father or something last night.
Really bad.
Just looked like he was just depressed and like life is just taking it out of him.
It was sucked out of him. You could tell it was sucked out of him. And then when it's 5 million degrees and it's, you know, Baltimore's very humid, you just see the sweat, the glisten. Yeah, you want to glean. You want to glisten. Not like that.
I ran into Ari Temkin in the hallway here. Yeah. And Ari was talking about how the copier was broken. And I was like, oh, it's like Office Space.
Who still uses that?
I don't know. But I was like, it's like Office Space. And so after I said that, now that I've got Office Space on the brain, that's what Sandler looked like. He looked like one of those just dead inside employees at the cubicles at Office Space. Just like, please, God, take me down. This Rangers offense is so
stapler
bad.
Stapler guy.
Yeah. He's Milton or whatever
his name is. Yeah, he did. He looks like he's just like, he's had enough. He's really had enough. And, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, their offense is, and he even said they've got names. They're just not hitting. And it's like, you know, they haven't hit in 2 years.
Yeah. We're a 2 year run now.
Outside of the playoff run, they really haven't hit since about June of 2023.
Yeah, it's been a while. Now this is, I mean, still you saw a little bit of turnaround. It was looking positive there. Started this month, but yeah, they're falling back into some bad ways. Hopefully it turns around soon.
So it'll be Lats tonight on the hill against Charlie Morton. So this is kind of a bullpen game. For them, but yeah, Lats and then Morton and DeGrom tomorrow to wrap it up to hopefully win the series, but they're going to have to win today in order to be able to get that taken care of. So Sean and RJ here at 105 to the fan. I wanted to do this before we get into the attractions. So Sam, this Sandler had this post on TikTok yesterday that I really liked, and it's talking about Globe Life Field. And we have mentioned, like, the ball just doesn't seem to travel there.
No, it dies.
It dies. And Sandler had some interesting little nuggets in this about Globe Life Field. And it's not even the Rangers. So we're just going to take the Rangers out of this. And this is just opponents at Globe Life Field.
Visiting teams at Globe Life Field this year are hitting .564 on barreled baseballs with an .1821 slug. Those same visiting teams in every other ballpark, .678 batting average, .2238 slug. That's a batting average of 114 points better away from the globe and a slugging percentage of a little more than 400 points better away from the globe. Globe Life Field is just not performing like a hitter's park anymore either. This year, it's the toughest place to score. It's the toughest place to get hits. It's the toughest place to have extra base hits. Third toughest for the long ball. Compare that to last year. It wasn't like it was a launching pad, but the biggest difference, you take a look, 14th in home runs per game last year. That is a huge difference from this year, where it's incredibly tough to hit the long ball at Globe Life Field.
Man, if the ball is, we are used to the launching pad. The ballpark was a launching pad. Do you want the complete opposite? What would you prefer? You want one that every fly ball that gets up with the jet stream is gone, or yes. Do you want this?
Yes.
That's what you want?
Yep. I grew up with the globe being, first off, I grew up with it being ballpark in Arlington, which is what it still is. But the ballpark in Arlington was like you would get the natural excitement of that. Yeah, would it burn you every now and then? Yes, but it's like Kevin Millwood said when he first got here. When Kevin Millwood got here and he did his press conference there, as well, it's a hitter's park. How's and he's like, guys, they got to pitch in the same park. But like, it's like you just got to be better than the other guy. That's
that day,
it.
Yeah.
And so to me, it was like, yeah, is it going to jack up your numbers a little bit? Probably, but and the glow, it didn't have nearly as many problems. The last, because what they changed some stuff with the structure at Ballpark in Arlington, where they didn't get as much of the jet stream like the last
the windscreens up on the top of the outfield, on top of the home run porch, on top of that, and they put it out in the outfield in center field. They put those big, giant, like, looked like screens.
Yeah, because if the flags were blowing in from right, the ball was flying out.
Right, because it would hit
off the back,
off the and it would Capital One Club or whatever,
it would shoot the ball out to right field, which was. I loved it. It was an exciting thing to watch. I remember seeing, you know, Rafi and, you know, so many other guys like hit home runs to the second deck. It was great. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of memories with that. I hate how few like big time hits I feel like I see in this ballpark now.
Yeah, it's not. There's not a lot.
I've got a lot of problems with the ballpark. We've talked about it. It's sterile feeling. It still hasn't gotten its whole sense of being broken in. The roof is closed too often. There's so many things about it that I'm still not a big fan of.
He posted on this TikTok. It's on his TikTok. It's a good watch. It's a couple minutes long. There's a Vinny Pasquantino fly ball from last week that he posted on there. And Vinny thought the ball was gone. And he gets to first base and he winds up walking off the field, staring at the screen because he's like, wait a second. It said X amount of velocity off the bat and the launch, because it shows the launch angle and the velocity off the bat. And he goes, that's a home run in every park.
Yeah.
And it didn't, and it wasn't here. So we'll see. Globe Life Field, maybe it is a, you know, a bit of a, too much of a pitcher's park. So I saw this video and I was like, all right, you know, and as I drove by as well, if you drive by Hurricane Harbor, the old black hole is gone. You can barely see any kind of remnants of it.
You told me this yesterday. I didn't realize black hole was gone. I didn't go to Hurricane Harbor a lot, but I mean, I see it all the time when I'm driving down there.
And that thing just baked in the sun for basically a half a century. Mm-hmm. Not quite, but you get the point.
Yeah.
It was just there. It's like, it kind of got like, it almost turned gray after it's been sitting there for so long. But what other like local attractions, like you could bring back one. You could bring back one. All right. So you got the black hole. I was there since 96. This is the first year without it. You go back to Sneaky Pete's. Bring that one back.
Oh, I know what the answer is going to be on the fan text.
That was there from 89 to 21. The ballpark.
Ooh.
94 to 19. Speed Zone.
Isn't Speed Zone still on 35?
No, it's gone. Closed in 2020.
What? No way. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. That's the Speed Zone that was right next to the Papacitos.
Oh, that's the one?
I used to go to that Speed Zone all the time.
Reunion Arena.
I liked the aesthetic of Reunion Arena on the outside, even though it looked very old. I still liked it. Inside, it needed to be upgraded.
Crystal's Pizza in Irving.
Dude, these are such great answers already. On the Fantex, somebody said Trail Dust. That was great. Trail Dust was a great steakhouse.
And then Sandy Lake Amusement Park.
No, Sandy Lake was trash. I never liked Sandy Lake.
Of course it was, but that's the point of it. It was fun.
Man,
You bring one back.
I want Texas Stadium back.
Really?
Yeah. That was just one you didn't put up there, and then 817 said it as well.
I'll tell you what I want to bring back. You drove by the black hole the other day. Did you drive by this, which I told you guys about a couple weeks ago?
What is that?
It's Titan.
They're painting it blue?
They painted Titan. They're painting Titan Texas flag colors.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
So, yeah, it's no longer orange. I like was driving by. I was like, why the hell did Mr. Freeze move? But, no, this is it's the ballpark in Arlington. There's so many good answers there. And if you wanted to throw in restaurants, Chuck's Hamburgers and Shakes in Carrollton was so good. I hated that left.
Man, a lot of people bringing up Bronco Bowl.
That was the one that I was going to say that. If you wanted to say the two places that I would imagine are going to get the most on the fan text, it'll be Bronco Bowl and like maybe Lizard Lounge.
Hooters for me.
Man, Lizard Hooters. They're still around.
Already missing it. Already missing Hooters.
No, Bronco Bowl's the one people loved.
Blue Planet. Yeah,
people,
bring it back.
People loved Bronco Bowl. People loved Lizard Lounge. Is Candle Room still open? People love the candle room down here.
I think that's where Sean and I got denied with Troy. We got denied there, Troy and I.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we tried to go into candle. I think it was either candle room or citizen. And they were like, yeah, it's
three. No, it wasn't citizen. Shippy would have got you in there.
Three dudes. No, this is before Shippy.
Oh.
It's three dudes, no girls. You ain't getting in. I think it was candle room.
That's fair, though.
Yeah, it's fair.
What do you think about it? That's fair.
I think it's either the ballpark for me or speed zone.
It's ballpark. No, speed zone was great.
I love speed zone.
Speed zone is one of the first dates Kristen and I went on.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, the only problem with speed zone is right around this time of year, it was so hot.
Oh, and you would sit in line like waiting. They'd fire up those, and you're just getting gas fumes pumped into your face. But it was fun.
Then
you'd go around the track, and it would be over in 45 seconds.
It was totally worth it.
But it was great.
It was the greatest 45 seconds ever.
You felt like you were like
I was Tom Toretto.
Yeah, you were out there. And you're just like
living my life. A quarter mile at a time.
No bumping. Screw you.
Yeah, no bumping. I'm bumping my foot.
I'm bumping. I'm cutting people off. I'm racing. I'm out here. I'm going full Andretti. Now I will say that that's the replacement. There's some of those Andretti race spots around here
now. Those are
fun. Those are. Have you been in one of those?
I have. They're expensive.
But man, it is.
It's a lot of fun.
That is a cool setup visually. I love that place. But no, that's. I think ballpark in Arlington's probably the answer.
People are saying the West End. Bring the West End back, man. The West End used to be. I mean, I don't even what goes on there anymore. Anybody do anything in there? I haven't been down there in 15 years.
469 Fuddruckers. That's one that Kristen misses big time. 972 Double Dave's. 469 Valley View Mall. Man, Valley View Mall has been dead for 15 years, probably longer. Like, in terms of, I mean, it's still there. For a long time, there was like two shops open and just the AMC Theater, and the rest of the mall was empty. It was really weird going into the Valley View Mall.
I feel like I went there not too long ago for something. Like, there's some store that's still there, maybe a restaurant. I don't remember. But there you go.
Peter Piper Pizza. That's a good one. Spaghetti Warehouse. These are, oh man, there's so many memories on this thing right now.
A little fun little trip down memory lane. All right, it is Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. Pat Doney will join the show at 7:20. He was in Cooper Flagg's hometown up in Maine. I think they're going to draft him tomorrow. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I saw the website last week. It looked like it.
Looked like it. But what's more likely? Oklahoma City becomes a dynasty or that other team start building their rosters the same way they did? It's all coming up next. Sean and RJ, 105 Through the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.